Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Due to the extreme heat and uptick, people visiting the hospital with heat-related issues, a dramatic upturn. Don Yeadley, the chief medical officer at UPMC, talked about that yesterday. And the National Weather Service still with an extreme heat warning in effect through tomorrow night. It's still going to remain hot right into the weekend. And a lot of people take having access to air conditioning for granted, but that's not the case for a lot of people. And the city of Pittsburgh has set up cooling centers. Joining us, Olga George, who is the press secretary for Mayor Ed Gainey here in the city of Pittsburgh. Olga, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. In many cases, as I understand it, heat-related issues are more prominent than we have when we have extreme cold conditions. So this is really important. So where can people go?
We have 6 cooling centers that are open. They can go to the Beachview Healthy Active Living Community Center, the Brighton Heights Healthy Active Living Community Center, Greenfield, Homewood, Sheridan, and the Southside Healthy Active Living Community Center. And they're open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And when they go there, Olga, what will they have access to? Obviously, cooler environment, but what else will take place there? Is there any entertainment or things for them to do?
Well, because these are our active living centers, they already have like the board games, they have books. Definitely they will receive some water. So it's the safe air conditioning facility so they can stay safe and stay cool. But they have the active living, is the active living center, so they're also going to be able to talk to different people and, you know, be entertained. Whether it's board games or reading a book or just talking to someone that they know or don't know.
Will these remain open for the next 2 days or days beyond that as well?
Well, right now, because we open those centers when the forecasted highs are predicted to be above 90 degrees, right now they're scheduled to open until Wednesday. If forecast indicates that the temperatures for the next couple of days, I was hearing you saying that might be the case, then we will, you know, reevaluate and have the cooling centers open longer if necessary.
Yeah, right now we're looking at Thursday in the upper 80s, 87, 88, same for Friday. So we'll play that by ear. So there is flexibility there, and you may announce an extension if it calls for it.
If it goes above the 90 degrees, definitely we will look to open the cooling centers again for Thursday and Friday. But right now we're not seeing that. That's not what's being predicted. But again, we are very flexible. We're very aware of the situation for our residents. And if necessary, we'll definitely have those open because, you know, the extreme heat, as you said, that you had a physician from UPMC on, we are asking also residents, if you know of older adults, very young children, those with underlying health conditions, your neighbors with those situations, check on them. See if they have air conditioning or fans or have the ability to stay cool. And if they don't, be a good neighbor, help them out, get them to the Healthy Active Living Center and allow them to be cool and safe.
That's a great point. Olga, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Thank you, Larry. You have a good one.
Press Secretary for Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey, Olga George, on the cooling centers here in the city. Meanwhile, a lot of people around the nation are dealing with this high temperature situation extreme. And in New York City, CBS's Elijah Westbrook.
More than 170 million Americans are fighting through this year's first summer swelter.
My dog doesn't even want to be outside. My dog loves being outside, but it's that walking through a swamp kind of feeling.
Beaches across the eastern part of the country are crowded with people trying to keep cool. Temperatures soar up to 20 degrees above normal for some areas this week. On New York's Long Island, the Olsons brought granddaughter Rylan to the splash park.
It's a great day to be out. It's going to get hot, and we're by the water early, and we're going home soon.
Heat can make chronic health conditions worse. Right here in New York City, officials are urging residents to find a cooling center if they don't have access to air conditioning.
Heat is not only uncomfortable, but is the number one cause of weather-related deaths in our city.
There's no escape for these roofers in North Carolina. Shingles growing hotter by the hour. Preserve Roofing owner Matt Robertson says he makes sure his crew stays safe.
Just staying hydrated, making sure that they don't try to overextend themselves, and take a break when you need to. And nobody's in a rush to get hurt.
The seasonal extremes go both ways. Parts of California's Sierra Nevada region got a light blanket of snow, and the Red Lodge Mountain in Montana paused its summer activities after 4 inches dropped over the weekend. Elijah Westbrook, CBS News, New York.
Yeah, hard to imagine. And Paul, you got word from your friends that there was quite a bit of snow in Montana. That's unimaginable right now.
Close to a foot of snow recorded at Logan Pass, which is near Glacier National Park. That's along the Continental Divide. It can happen at this time of the year. Mostly, though, it's open by now for people to go up this famous road called Going to the Sun Road. Remember that opening scene in The Shining?
Yes.
Where the Volkswagen is making, that's Going to the Sun Road.
That's where it was shot?
Yep, in Montana.
Wow. Yeah, I remember that very vividly.
The lodge scenes, if I understand it correctly, though, were shot in Colorado.
Gotcha. All right, saving money now because your electric bill with, if you've got AC especially, are going to be grinding away here. So they tell you, take short showers, exhaust fan on, change your AC filter, clean the condenser, and monitor your thermostat. And if you haven't done so, maybe get one of those tune-ups to your AC.
And you know what? By the way, if you have a thermostat with batteries, like a couple of AA batteries, it's a good time to change them.
Yeah, thanks. That's a good tip. All right, coming up, we're going to check on traffic. There's some issues, including some closures, movie-related. And later this morning, we'll tell you about how the movie industry here is perked up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.